Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving, folks. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you around the world. Thanksgiving Day is a national holiday celebrated primarily in the U.S. and Canada, with several other places around the world observing similar celebrations. Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November in the U.S. and on the second Monday of October in Canada.
Bet you folks didn't know that. Thanksgiving has its historical roots in religious traditions, but today is celebrated in a more secular, non-religious manner, typically with family. In 1621, the Plymouth colonists and Wampanoag Indians shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged today as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations in the colonies. For more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving was celebrated by individual colonies and states. It wasn't until 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, that President Lincoln proclaimed a National Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. Prayers of thanks and special Thanksgiving ceremonies are common among almost all religions. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Beverly Nadler. Welcome to the show.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you also. Very interesting information. This is a very, very special day, and I'm looking forward to going up and cooking for our celebration. And I know that you have a special today, spending with family also. You know, happy Thanksgiving is actually celebrated in many other countries, and you did mention that they are, and I'd like to share some of those. I found it very interesting. In Japan, every November, the Japanese celebrate what they call Kinro Kansha no Hi, or Labor Day Thanksgiving, and it's a time when they show love to workers who have been doing a good job throughout the year. And part of the tradition is to thank yourself also, because you've been working all year long, and they actually feel they have massages and naps and different things to take care of themselves as well as their workers, which I think is quite lovely. In South Korea.
Yes, you said you have other countries as well. What else would you like to share as it's happening around the world?
South Korea, they have a three-day harvest festival in mid-autumn, and it's one of the country's biggest holidays in a time to give thanks with a strong focus on remembrance. Families hold memorial services in honor of their ancestors, and the tradition is somewhat of a holiday where they have some dancing, they connect with neighbors. It's just a delightful time, and they say things should always be like they are on the day, this day which they call Chuseok, I think. In Ghana, they have Homowo, a Thanksgiving festival celebration by one of the tribes every August, and that word loosely translates to jeer at hunger, because the celebrations actually began after they had a long famine, and so it's marked with singing and dancing and just having fun. And they make it a point to avoid arguing and also to resolve disputes with people they're feuding with at this particular time, which is a wonderful thing. I mean, that's actually, you know, practicing forgiveness. That's some of the countries that their particular ways of celebrating, in addition, of course, to ours and also Canada.
It sounds very interesting. And folks, if that interests you and you want to know what everyone's doing everywhere, feel free to Google it, because everything you can find on Google. I have poems. Beverly has poems. We both are huge fans of poetry. But let me share this one by Nancy Morish to start it all off, because this is the funniest poem for Thanksgiving I've ever seen. So let's start the note on a few chuckles. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving. I tossed and I turned. My food all digested. My stomach still churned. The thought of some turkey with stuff and pie was too tempting for me to repress or deny. I ran to the kitchen, threw open the door, and loaded my plate full of goodies galore. turkey, cranberries, and yams piled high. I barely had room for some leftover pie. My stomach grew huge and my face got all red. I couldn't get back up the stairs to my bed. I bit off more food than I guess I could chew, but I'd do it again in a flash. Wouldn't you? That by Nancy Morris. I thought it was really funny.
It's adorable, and of course it's a takeoff on the night before Christmas, and she did it beautifully, and you shared it in that there's like a particular rhyming feel to that, you know, the night before Christmas, and you did it perfectly. So it was fun. Thanks for sharing that. I want to share a quote by someone we all know. I mean, not personally, but we certainly are familiar with this person. And it's a lovely quote. Thanksgiving is a time of the year when we get the chance to celebrate and appreciate, when we're invited to take stock of all that's positive in our lives and raise a glass in thanks. And however you're feeling right now, whether you're flying high or finding it tough to see the good in the world, I promise you there's a lot to be grateful for. You just have to know where to look. Can you guess who might have a quote might be from?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, neither would I if I didn't have it in front of me. That's Oprah.
I was going to say Oprah. Once you said take a guess, because Oprah is my hero and role model. I have books and books and books of quotes by author, by topic. So I was going to pick one person. I was going to say Oprah.
Yeah.
So I like Al Green. I have some real short ones here, but they really hit home the point. I'm thankful for every moment, Al Green. W.J. Cameron, Thanksgiving, after all, is a word of action. Frederick Koenig, we tend to forget that happiness doesn't come as a result of getting something we don't have, but rather of recognizing and appreciating what we do have. Gerald Good, if you want to turn your life again, try thankfulness. It will change your life mightily. What a wonderful life I've had. I only wish I'd realized it sooner, said Colette. And W.T. Perkiser said, not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of our thanksgiving. Miser Eckhart, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. And Beverly, it reminds me of our former mutual friend who sadly had passed, Michael Wyman, whose whole thing was the power of acknowledgement. And my goodness, it so impacted my life, acknowledging your blessings, acknowledging people, acknowledging the good in the world. Man, I think of Michael Wyman each and every day.
Michael was such a beautiful person, and wherever his spirit is now, I do believe that he is watching over this show, because when you mention his name, I always get the feeling that somehow he's here. Yeah, he was a very special person, and his passing was way too soon, but, you know, whatever comes and goes in life, and we can cherish his memory and give thanks that he was a part of our lives.
Yes, I'm very grateful for every moment and how he touched my life. Just a few more quotes that are kind of cute. An optimist is a person who starts a new diet on Thanksgiving Day. That by Herb Kapichnik. So I want to suggest you all start a new diet of love and gratitude and expressing all those blessings. William Arthur Ward, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. And Johnny Carson, Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year, and then discover once a year is way too often. And this by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Thanksgiving is a time when the emphasis should be on being thankful and expressing that appreciation to God and to one another. On Thanksgiving, we should all stop to give thanks that our family is safe and healthy. We should be thankful for our blessings and miracles. Better yet, we should treat every day as a day to be thankful. And I know, Beverly, you're like that.
Well, yeah, it's Thanksgiving, thanks and gratitude and appreciation. You know, my teaching, my life pretty much revolves around an understanding and application as much as possible of the law of vibration and vibrational harmony. And gratitude is one of the things that actually assists us, that is the person who is grateful, in having an energy field that is in harmony with the good of life. There are so many blessings that we have because we are grateful. In fact, they're amazing, and I'd like to share some of them with you. This psychiatrist, Rick Hansen is his name, and he wrote a book called A New Brain Science of Contentment, Calm, and Confidence. And in there, he's talking about gratitude, even though it's not in the title of the book, but how much more content, confident, and calm one will be if they have gratitude. And here are some of the benefits, he said, of those who actively practice gratitude. They have a stronger immune system, and they're sick less often. They tend to exercise more and take better care of themselves. They sleep better and are more refreshed when they wake up. They're more alert, alive. They experience more joy and pleasure. They're more optimistic. They're forgiving and compassionate. And they feel less loneliness and isolation, even if they are alone, so to speak. They live alone, or even if they're alone on special days, they don't dwell on that. Now, the interesting thing about these benefits, by the way, are pretty much the same benefits that one gets from meditation. So if one does not like to meditate, and Joyce and I advise it frequently, and we have programs on meditation, count your blessings. You can keep a gratitude and appreciation journal and write something in it, at least three things that you're grateful for each day. More is better if you can do it. But something shifts in your brain, literally changes in your brain when you give gratitude. And sincere, you know, like I once worked with a client. I was actually doing a program, and in most of my programs, I would share the importance of gratitude for raising one's vibrations. And I had people writing, you know, things they were grateful for, and this poor woman sat there and she could write absolutely nothing. She just sat there and looked at the paper and the pen in her hand and didn't do a thing. And I said, "What's the problem?" She said, "I have nothing to be grateful for." And I did not want her energy to disturb the rest of the people in the room, so we went to another room, and I said, "Explain to me why you feel you have nothing to be grateful for." She said, "There's nothing that I think in my life that is particularly good." I said, "Well, can you be grateful for the fact that you also don't have nothing that's particularly bad? Are you in bad health? No. Do you have parents? Yes. Do you love them? Yes. Do they love you? Yes. Do you have a home to live in? Yes. Do you have food to eat? Yes. Everything that people could be grateful for, she had, and yet her own perspective, so gratitude begins in the mind, was such that she had nothing to be grateful for. We literally had to sit together for 15 minutes before she could begin to write some things down. So it is a matter of choice. It's a matter of our decision to say, gratitude works for me. Be selfish about it. It works for me. Let me think of the things and the people that I can be grateful for.
That was a very interesting story, because we all know people like that, that they focus on the negative and they can't even see the positive when it's right in front of them. That's why I always refer to Michael Wyman, how he was so able to instantly find the good in everyone and everything instantly. His mind was through the rose-colored glasses. And I'm not saying to be unrealistic, but to just find that thing you can appreciate in another and compliment them for, and just to stay away from that those negative, toxic people. It definitely takes its toll on your immune system.
Absolutely, because it's negative energy, and everything that is negative energy that we take in and that we focus on, it literally brings a lot of the negative, what it called, chemicals and hormones begin to activate themselves, and we can get sick. And there's an interesting thing that I was reading, and it was called literally how to build your gratitude muscles, because if that doesn't come natural to you, it's then a decision that you're going to make, that there's going to be something that I'm going to do. It's just like when someone, you know, wants to have a better career or they want to improve relationships, they need to figure, what do I do to change that? It's not just, I'll just let things slide and this is the way I am, which a lot of people say, this is just the way I am. No, we can choose the way we are. We can redirect the thoughts, and that's one of the things when you've got a complaint or a criticism or a worry or any type of negative thought arises, you can acknowledge it. I don't say push it down. You think, oh, yeah, this is what I'm feeling right now. And I will now say Joyce's favorite word, which is cancel. Cancel that. And then redirect your mind to something positive. And as when you, the interesting thing is when you follow a thought, whether it's a negative or a positive, more of those same thoughts are going to come. So if you're in a negative frame, you're going to think about everything that's negative and everything you don't like. That when you start consciously choosing to redirect your thoughts, it'll come to you, even if it's, wow, look at outside and I can see the beauty of nature. That's one of the things. Or look around your home. Maybe you've got some paintings or something beautiful that you purchased, or maybe you're going to have a great dinner if it is Thanksgiving Day, and begin redirecting your thoughts. That is one very effective way. But again, you have to decide to do that.
And I want to second what Beverly said, really, really important. And she's correct. That's the technique I use. When a negative thought enters my head, I immediately say to myself, cancel, and immediately replace it with the positive so I don't dwell on it. It's just a trigger word, cancel, and then I replace it. I just want to give a few more quotes, and then we'll move on to other things. But I like them so much, I do want to share them. This by Northrop Christiane. Feeling grateful or appreciative of someone or something in your life actually attracts more of the things that you appreciate and value into your life. Sam Lefkowitz said, when I'm asked if my cup is half full or half empty, my only response is that I am thankful I have a cup. And this by Melody Beatty. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. So those are some ones I wanted to share with you that I thought were very special. Beverly, any final quotes before we move on to other areas in the show today?
Yes. Cicero, an ancient philosopher, said gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. And I guess what he meant by that is that when you're feeling gratitude, you automatically feel more loving, forgiving, faithful, you know, having faith, happy, all of this. So that was from an ancient philosopher. And Samuel Johnson said, gratitude is the fruit of great cultivation. You do not find it among gross people. And a name that I cannot pronounce, Atokar Prohaska, said gratitude is to thank God for all his infinite goodness with all our heart. And with that, I'd like to share the poem that is called Thank You, written by yours truly. Thank you for the dawning of a wonderful new day. Thank you for the blessings that come my way. Thank you for setting me free of delusions. Thank you for helping me see past life's illusions. Thank you for the sunlight, the flowers, the rain. Thank you for comforting me when I'm in pain. Thank you for the pleasure of human touch. Thank you for the people I cherish so much. Thank you for the love of dear friends and family. Thank you for the truth that I'm able to see. Thank you for guiding me to fulfill my role. Thank you for the joy I feel in my soul.
As usual, Beverly, it doesn't get much better than your poems. They're always so very extraordinary. And speaking of poems, let me share my absolute favorite poem, the one that you wrote about this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com. Right on the upper left of the homepage, you will see my picture. Right under that, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you will become one of our loyal listeners, of which there are thousands and we're always grateful for. That will let you know each show, each guest, and each topic. And folks, the topic tomorrow, the world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, he reads celebrities all over the world, and tomorrow he will read you for free in an on-air mini-reading simply by calling in 917-388-4530. You can ask your question, express your concern to the world-famous Peter Marks tomorrow.
Oh, speaking of that, speaking about tomorrow, and I want to second how extraordinarily gifted this very humble man is. He does such a beautiful job. And what a wonderful gift you are giving to your worldwide audience by having Peter on the show tomorrow. And from what I understand, every month he does that. So it's a gift you're giving and a gift he's giving. And it's a wonderful gift. And I'd like to mention the show we did yesterday, which was also about Thanksgiving. Totally different than today's show. I want to urge people to go to the archives and listen to yesterday's show, which was hosted by Stefan Ryback, along with Joyce, of course. A very interesting panel, and the questions that were asked by Stefan really had a very deep and spiritual meaning. It was a beautiful show.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, Beverly. It was extraordinary, the show yesterday. We were focusing on people. Today we're focusing on those things that we want you to know, the history, the quotes, the jokes. Yesterday's show was called The Miracle of Giving Thanks. Today's show is Thanks-Giving, All You've Got. Thanksgiving, All You've Got, and that's what we're doing. I'm going to our studio lines here. 478-955, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
And your name?
My name is Sleet.
Fleet? F-L-E-E-T?
Yes, ma'am.
Happy Thanksgiving, Fleet. What is it you want to share today?
I'm thankful for a lot of cocaine.
Pardon me?
I'm thankful for a lot of cocaine.
Oh, I actually thought I heard wrong. So thank you for sharing that. It really impacts people's lives and makes a difference. 712-581, what is your name and where are you calling from? 712-581. Okay, it seems that we brought the pranksters out of the woodwork today. I'm always thankful for a good joke, a good laugh, but how inappropriate and how ridiculous to get a call like that. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Well, I was talking before. Yeah, I thought I misheard him also. So was looking at talking about the health benefits, but I want to give you some more of them because they come with real research, you know, not just, well, this person thinks this. I mean, this is all based on research, what they've found. Regarding health, I mentioned before that grateful people tend to be healthier, but they've found specific things like reducing blood pressure, reducing cholesterol, reducing inflammation in people with heart problems. They actually found that when they did these particular research and tests, these people had a huge change in their health. They also found that people who are grateful tend to be more resilient. Resilient, what does that mean? It means that you bounce back after stressful events. And who can possibly say they do not have that? Everyone has that. Life is full of stress, just as it is full of joy. We focus on the joy, but we do have to handle and deal with the stress. Well, what they found is that people who are grateful, they have brain chemicals that literally lower stress hormones. And if you can find blessings in the midst of misfortune, you are less likely to be pulled under by anxiety. So that's a very important thing. Dr. Oz, who's very well known on the radio, he was one of Oprah's discoveries, so to speak. He says that if their doctors could prescribe something for happiness, gratitude would be at the top of the prescription. Evidence shows that people who make a choice, and as I said before, it's a choice, to be grateful, even when it's hard to do so, are more content. So surround yourself with friends and family who make it easy to see the good in life. Also, people who are grateful, who have an attitude of gratitude, tend to have better sleep. And here's a study done by a psychology professor at the University of California. And as people with neuromuscular disorders were asked to list what they were thankful for each night, and after 3 weeks, they reported longer and more refreshing sleep. So the more grateful you are, the less likely you are to focus on negative thoughts, and negative thoughts, of course, can disrupt sleep.
Yes, of course. Negative thoughts can disrupt sleep. It can make you really, really stressed out. There are so many ways it impacts your life in a negative way that takes its toll on your health and well-being. This is a very, very brief original poem I've written that I want to share. It's called You've Made a Difference. Thanksgiving Day and every day, I feel very blessed because you, Beverly, are in my life. You are simply the best. You are really special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you.
Oh, my goodness. What a surprise. Well, thank you so much. The feeling is mutual, though I did not write a poem about it. But I did write a poem on your birthday that expresses what you mean to me. But thank you so much for that. I truly appreciate it. And it is definitely a surprise.
Yes, and you wrote an awesome poem for my birthday. You don't happen to have that handy because it is so beautiful. My favorite other poem, my birthday poem and the radio poem, my two favorites. Do you happen to have the birthday one handy?
Not really. I pulled out very specific poems for today. Thank you poems, appreciation, gratitude.
Okay,
but I promise
got it.
You,
that's totally okay. I just thought because you mentioned it. All right, I'm going to move on now to silly Thanksgiving jokes that are very short and cute. So they all come in the form of a question. Beverly, I'm not going to ask you to answer them. I'll just give a 5-second pause so people could think about the answer, but you need not try. So just a handful of really cute, I thought, Thanksgiving jokes. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? Answer, the outside. Why did they let the turkey join the band? Answer, because he had the drumsticks. What did the turkey say before it was roasted? Boy, I'm stuffed. Why did the turkey cross the road? It was the chicken's day off. Why can't you take a turkey to church? Because they use such foul, F-O-W-L, language. What's the best dance to do on Thanksgiving? The turkey trot. And what kind of music did the pilgrims like? Plymouth rock. And just a couple more. Why did the farmer run a steamroller over his potato field on Thanksgiving Day? He wanted to raise mashed potatoes. Why did the turkey cross the road? It was Thanksgiving, and he wanted people to think he was a chicken. What is a turkey's favorite dessert? Peach gobbler. Why did the cranberries turn red? Because they saw the turkey dressing. And finally, last but not least, my personal favorite, what did the turkey say to the computer? Google, Google, Google.
Oh, my goodness. You come up almost every show, not every show, because sometimes the things like that are not appropriate, they don't fit the show. But when they do, you come up with the most amazing things. I mean, things I've never heard, never seen, and I'm glad you didn't ask me to answer because I don't think I had an answer to one of them. They are so clever. And I think about the people that come up with this stuff. What makes the difference between people who are like stand-up comedians, you know, and humorists, and the rest of the world. quite something, very enjoyable. Thank you.
Because I'm very appreciative of jokes, riddles, and poems. So you can imagine how much of a collection I have. As I said, volumes, volumes, volumes. Okay, now let me share one of my favorite prayers. Help Me Thanksgiving Day Prayer by Samuel Pugh, P-U-G-H. Oh God, when I have food, help me to remember the hungry. When I have work, help me to remember the jobless. When I have a home, help me to remember those who have no home at all. When I am without pain, help me remember those who suffer. And remembering helps me to destroy my complacency. Bestir my compassion and be concerned enough to help by word and deed those who cry out for what we take for granted. And at this time, I just want to encourage you all, think about random acts of kindness. Think about paying it forward. That's such a special prayer about remembering those who have so much less than we do.
You're so right, and when you do take things for granted, as most of us do, It is difficult in the midst of what appears to be the negatives to think about something that we have to be grateful for. But that's one of the things that helps us get out of the negative and actually begins to attract to us more of the good things they want. Here's a quote from John DeMartini, who is a human, I'd say human growth speaker and teacher around the world. And he says, nothing has ever happened or can happen to you that is not a gift and a blessing. But it's difficult to be thankful until you find the hidden benefit in what seems at first to be a negative event. And I think, and for myself, I know that that is true. When I was almost dead from cancer, at the time, I don't say that I thought of it as a positive thing, but I found afterwards, because obviously this was 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, I'm still alive, I saw a great deal of benefits in it. I realized, first of all, how grateful I was to be alive. I also had a new appreciation for all of the various things that one can do to heal themselves. I had a great appreciation for all the health workers that there are, and I had a greater appreciation for life. And I recognized that, just as John DeMartini said, it was a negative event, and yet it impacted on my life. I became, I'd say, more on a spiritual path because of that. So they do, negative events do have a positive effect if we look for it. And I'd like to share one quote from Paramahansa Yogananda. Every day should be a day of thanksgiving for the gifts of life.
Absolutely. Every day. And that was the point I was trying to make when I started the show, that let today serve as the launching pad for every day to count your blessings, be grateful. Here's another short poem by Kelly Johnston. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth, and count on God instead of yourself. That really touched me as well.
That is a beautiful poem, and it's so true. You know, I was thinking about the fact that at one time I started, not that I started the show, but I started the beginning of when I came into the show with the quote from Oprah. And some years ago, she actually began people on using a gratitude journal. It became very, very popular as a result of Oprah talking about it. And, of course, things come and they go in the human mind. We think, oh, yeah, that's great, and then we let it go. But a gratitude journal, what a wonderful idea if every evening before we go to sleep we can dwell on the good things that happened during that day, because there's always something good, even if there's a bunch of things that didn't work out right. But there's always something good, and we can think of those and stretch those muscles, because those muscles actually cause your brain to start using some of the, or releasing some of the positive hormones. And one, a good way to work with gratitude is also to pick a gratitude buddy. It's to have someone in your life, I don't say this every day, but maybe once a week, you have a conversation. And as many people, conversation, unfortunately, is about what's going wrong. That's just the way the human mind deals more with what's wrong than what's right. But it's a distinct choice that you and your buddy make, that this day, whatever day you choose, we're going to just talk about what happened that was good this week. And you catalog that, so you actually have to write it down every day, because we tend to forget, and then discuss it. It will change your life. It'll change your health. it'll change your ability to bounce back from the things that are distressing and disturbing in life.
Beverly, very well said. Very important point. I love the idea of the gratitude journal. I do list what I'm grateful for, only I call it miracles. To me, life shows up with so many miracles, little ones, big ones. So I list the miracles because the more you focus on what's good, the more you attract like kind of things. One more poem here by Deborah Ann that I love so much. Count all your blessings. Count all your blessings, each and every blessed one. Add them all together and be grateful for the sum. Be thankful for all you have. Demonstrate your gratitude. Let your appreciation reflect in your attitude. Appreciate your wealth, no matter how great or small. Present your gratefulness to God who supplies it all. Let your thankfulness spread across the land. Show your indebtedness by lending a helping hand. Count all your blessings. So many have not a one. With someone shares yours and give glory to his son. I thought that was a great one as well. Beverly, I know you have so many poems that you wrote. Would you like to pick one more at this time before we move on to what's next?
Okay. This is a perfect title. Gratitude. Thank you, God, for blessing me with an open heart and eyes that see. Thank you, God, for letting me look inside your mystery. Thank you, God, for filling me with radiant health and vitality. And thank you, God, for freeing me to become all that I can be. I am in awe of the beauty around me, the glory and magnificence that surrounds me. I know that I am part of it all, the earth so deep and the trees so tall, the glistening snow, the summer shower, the shimmering star, the exquisite flower. I look in the eyes of each person I see, and I know that in some way I am them and they are me. Thank you, God, for blessing me with your limitless power and prosperity. Thank you, God, for my searching mind and the path I took that led me to find the magic and the wonder in life. Yes, I'm ready to end all struggle and strife. I'm captivated, God, in your joyous spell, for I truly know all truly is well.
Amen to that, Beverly Nadler. You did it again and again and again. I just love them. There's one more by Wynn that I appreciate so much, W-Y-N-N-A, because it has such a message, a very important message, that sometimes it's hard to tap into. So here it is by Wynn.
Being thankful, and this is submitted by Wynn. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made an effort. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they will become your blessings.
Doesn't that really make another point? It's so easy to be thankful for what we love, what we cherish, what we appreciate. But the key, if you can be thankful for the misfortunes, the troubles, the pain that come your way, and look to find what's good in it, look to find the lesson in it, look to make the lemonade out of that lemon, my goodness, that is really, really powerful.
And it is one of the challenges of life. We the highest expression of this one God that created all that exists, and we've been given a gift of reason, the ability to think, the ability to decide, the ability to choose, and we often, being human, make mistakes in that we've chosen some things that are not useful to us or to others and don't support our growth. But we can make a decision to change that, and we can start today, even at the Thanksgiving table, whether we're with other people or just by having dinner alone, which most people are not, because even if people don't have family or friends to share it with, there's always places to go where there are other people. There's churches and temples and different types of social places that people can go and join other people. And a good time to think about, what do I have to be grateful for? What makes my life a blessing? What can I do to continue to think in terms of positives, even in the times of negativity? I know that at the dinner table today, there's only three of us, but we will each be sharing what we're grateful for.
Yes, and that's kind of like I want to start wrapping up the show. And let's get personal here, Beverly Nadler. What are you grateful for?
Well, the first, of course, is being alive after almost being dead 20-some-odd years ago. The second, my family, my kids, the fact that, of course, they're all adults, but they never strayed, you know, the way some parents have such pain with the things that are going on with their children. I didn't have that. I mean, we had, you know, problems here and there, but nothing terrible. I'm grateful for the fact that my ex-husband and I are friends. He's the third person at our table today, and that he is in good health after having experienced some real difficult challenges, but he's doing well, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the home that I live in. I'm grateful for the radio show that I have, the opportunity to share thoughts and information and knowledge every single week with my dearest friend, who happens to be Joyce Barry. I think you know her. So grateful for that. I love that. And I'm grateful that I have abilities and skills and talents that I've been blessed with, to be able to write, to be able to sing. And lately, the thing that has given me the greatest joy is I've gone back to painting, something I haven't done since the 60s. And I'm just loving it and decorating the walls, along with my daughter, Denise, also discovered she has this talent with painting, and we are just in joy. And I think I mentioned that yesterday, and there have the shows we've done on creativity, the importance of finding something that you can enjoy as a creative thing. It doesn't have to be painting or writing, cooking for some people. It's not a special creative thing for me. I mean, I cook, but it's not special. But if you have that, use it, find it. It will help you also to be grateful. I'm so grateful for where I live. Grateful that even with the turbulence that's going on in our country now, that I still am in the country that is, as far as I'm concerned, the best in the world to live in, the most freedom, even to speak out against the things that we don't like. So there's so much that I'm grateful for. I can't even name it all. And I want to give you a chance to name yours.
That's fine. You can never give enough of what you're grateful for, so I was totally cool with that. I'm first of all, before I say who I'm grateful for, I said today should also be a day to be happy, so I'll share this original poem. I'm happy. I'm happy, 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 and just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life here, Joyce Barry, and friends. We advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss. Make money. money and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. So that's one of the things I'm very grateful for, is my ability to write poetry. It just takes minutes to write something like that. My ability to write testimonials, anything to do with making a difference, coaching lessons. So I'm very grateful that I have that God-given gift. I'm very grateful that I'm surviving today, and I have to use the word surviving because I have been a cancer survivor 3 prior times, and now I am dealing with number 4, and this too shall pass. I've started a new therapy treatment, and I'm grateful that I have no side effects from it and no pain from it, and I'm feeling fine. So, of course, I am grateful for that. I'm grateful for people like Peter Marks in my life, who makes a difference every day, for Beverly, who too makes a difference all the time, for my sister, who's very, very, very generous to me, who is always there for me. My family, specifically my cousins, most of my aunts have passed. My cousin Evelyn, her son Jeffrey, that are always there for me. And my cousin Diane, who has opened her home to us today for the Thanksgiving dinner. My friends that I don't mention that much, but are always there, that I really care about, like Irene Asheray, a woman who just turned 90, but's my partner when we talk about contests and things like that that make me happy, because I love contests, especially when I win them. Stefan Ryback for coming up with the name of the show, Joyce Barry and Friends, which opened up what the show would address, and his saying, "Make the rest of your life be the best of your life, and may all your pains be champagnes." I'm so grateful to him, Ted Siuba, who puts music to my poetry and gets them posted for me. So there's so many people that are in my life that are always there. Oscar Smith, who has a number of very prominent, powerful websites, and on his websites, he's endorsing our shows. They'll be linked to all our shows. He is extraordinary. Jeanette Lucas, who has written up along with Peter Marks in the Huffington Post, and both of them, out of their interview, made a point to endorse my coaching and my shows. I'm so grateful for that. So, yes, I'm very grateful all that comes my way, and people, places, things, and opportunities. And, Beverly, what is your final message for today's show?
My final message is open up your heart and be grateful for everything that you have and for everything that did not befall you that you would not want to have. And let people in your life know that you are grateful that they are in your life. So use this day not just for today, but for every day. The gratitude will change your life.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with all that you said. Start today off. Catapult on top of this, gratitude, blessings, random acts of kindness. And this is my special personal prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. do something special. And at the same time, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.